This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wishful thinkers, dreaming about what you're going to do with a $1.4 billion lottery jackpot, give it up. Squatters Whites, I'm here now, actually in the office in Bismarck. I'm claiming it. I'm just going to stay here with a tent. It's mine.
You can claim it for all the other states participating as well, huh?
Now, the good news is you still can get in the Scott and Todd family plan. We're not trying to sell you a cell phone. We actually are welcoming you to be in our little honor system office pool, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a lot of folks that called us yesterday. It's pretty awesome. So we're all going in this together. It's got to be by the honor system. But you just, in other words, if you win, you can't, you know, head to Mexico and forget about, you know, Todd and I. How about a little something for the effort? HBO. You know what that stands for, don't you, Todd? Help a brother out. You're gonna be.
Okay.
You can't.
I'm an only kid. No wonder I don't know that. Okay.
So we're all brothers here, right?
Okay.
We're all God's children. As my 12-year-old.
Oh, there you go.
Says very often. Yes. Isn't it amazing how kids get that whole thing a lot better than anybody else? You know, kids
That's just true. They
don't get wrapped up in what color somebody is, what religion they are, what race they are. They're just another
kid.
That's
all. They're poisoned by a bunch of bad adults.
Yeah.
You're right.
Exactly right. Anyway, hi, folks. We are proudly at the North Dakota Lottery Office. Lean and mean shop here. I tell you, holy buckets. I'm thinking I'm with the lotto going on, I'm going to walk into, you know, floors and floors of staff who handle all this. They have like 450 locations around the state where you can buy a lotto. That's no small feat, right? They have all the scratch and win games and the delivery and the machines themselves. And they spoke to a lot of work here. So Brad Miller has a great team, and I had a chance to meet them all today. And we're going to find out a little bit about how things work, a little behind-the-scenes update on how things. If you have any questions on the lottery, they'll be here. Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, will be here as well. And, of course, the lottery is under the attorney general in North Dakota. So we'll visit with him. Did you know you can buy a lottery ticket online? People are standing in big
lines. I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a big long lines everywhere, you know, understandably with what's going on. You can buy them online, but we'll tell you about that. You need to listen. So Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, to talk not only about the lottery, since he ultimately is in charge of this endeavor in North Dakota, but also his run for governor. Looking forward to catching up with Wayne on how the campaigning's going and getting prepared for the Republican convention. And as I mentioned, Randy Miller will be here as well, the director of the state lottery. Trent Luce will be here. Luce Tales, you hear him right here on 550K Fire and other stations on our big network of What's on Your Mind listeners. Thank you very much. AM 1100, The Flag, of course, Fargo Moorhead, the voice in the valley. You have KTGO, booming to the Bakken, 1090 on your radio dial there in northwest North Dakota, and KLTC in Dickinson, online anytime with your iHeart radio app, too. But Trent Luce is a bit of a force, I'd say, Todd. I'd call Trent Luce a force. He's the kind of guy you listen to on the radio and you just go, thank you. I'm glad somebody's saying this stuff. Yes, you're right. Oh, man. He's very good, very knowledgeable. You know, obviously lived the ranch life himself, lives it himself. Well, his sixth generation, I want to say, a rancher. So he's been at a long time. But we're going to talk with him a little bit about what's going on at that National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon. The Hammonds turned themselves in, now going to jail. He's got the latest from on the ground there. He's been there, and look forward to that as well. What else is news? Todd, have you got a Bismarck Tribune anywhere near you? I'm over at the lottery office, but I haven't seen one here yet. What does it say?
Oh, hang on, I just... crap, I just clicked the button.
He dropped the paper for crying out loud.
Reductions to require explanation.
What?
The oil spill fine reductions.
Okay, all right.
Why are they getting reduced?
Why are they getting reduced?
Why is that? Right. One dead, eight more treated. The Williston overdose is the heroin overdoses that were going on over there.
Awful.
Yeah. And the Ringling Circus elephants are stepping down one last time.
What do you mean they're stepping down? They're getting rid
of the elephants. They're not going to have the elephants in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus anymore.
Yeah. Things change. Moorhead, you know, 43 years, I think they're up to now, that Minnesota State University Moorhead has hosted the 4th of July celebration. They said, no moss, we're done. And you know what?
I mean,
things
it used changed. To be the celebration there, right, on the 4th? I mean, that used to be the thing.
It was, yeah. You know, so things change.
And didn't they say it was because of the three big things that they, I forget the term they use, but one of them is essentially serving the community. How is that not serving the community?
Yeah, I honestly think this is probably politics because they're saying it costs money. We better not do it when we're, you know, trying to keep tabs on the bucks, which is fine, makes sense. I think
well, you can easily shut the whole school down then. I mean, that costs money.
Well, it's a different mission, and the school's mission is not to do a fireworks show. The school's mission is to educate, and when things are tough, you get a little closer to your core mission, right? So I get it. My only point is I think they easily, the president of MSUM is a dynamic individual, Ann Blacker. She's just wonderful. And she easily could go talk with some folks about sponsoring that and keeping it going. I think it's just time for somebody else to do it. That's okay. Change is all right.
Okay.
I myself am such a creature of habit and routine that I sometimes say, well, whoa, I didn't have, my breakfast sandwich at 6. What the heck's the deal here? Well, have it at 6:15. Who cares? I mean, you know what I mean? I think we get a little rigid, right?
It's the three strategic anchors. That's what I was trying to think of. Being indispensable to the communities we serve was the one I was referring to.
Yeah, it is one of them.
And that can be a teaching moment. But isn't a core-centric part of what MSUM is all about? Yeah, okay. It's not. But
prediction, somebody, a fireworks, aficionado, will ride in on a white night and cover the cost, and they'll end up still having it there. If they don't, it's not a big deal.
Can a fireworks retailer take it over? Just from a law standpoint, I wondered about that.
Yeah, it's a good question. Because they come in and say,
fireworks, 4th of July is spectacular, or whatever.
Well, Memory Fireworks, the folks there, they must print money. I'm pretty sure they have some kind of ability to print actual, currency.
Not to mention the accessibility to fireworks.
Well, I say that because of the amount of money. I know people in the fireworks industry that are competitors. Generous Jerry, Jerry Breyer, run fireworks stands in the region, in the Williston Valley forever, some parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin. He just said, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the amount of money that they spend on advertising, unbelievable. So that'd be a good advertising thing for them to do. That's not a bad idea.
Maybe what's in your mind needs to take it over. Here, I'll say it before somebody texts it.
With our giant promotional budget, yeah, we'd have to have a few more. We'd have to have a few more My Pillows, if you know what I'm saying. Oh my God!
I don't know if pillows and fireworks mix. That might be kind of an awkward combination. But.
Yeah. What do I have here? Fargo Forum, Black Gold, talking about an $8 million facelift of the Black Building that the Kilbourne Group is doing. That's a really cool building. Do you know that building, Todd, in downtown Fargo?
I don't get... You guys don't let me in Fargo often.
So Peggy Lee was launched from that building. The old WDAY radio and TV were in there, and radio actually launched many careers, and they'd have live music and all that. They did all that at the Black Building, so it's got a lot of history.
Good old days.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And Black, of course, the name Black is named after Jane Black, great-grandparents? And Jane Black is married to Bill Marcille Sr., who is, of course, Foreign Communications. So Bill and Jane Marcille, that's the Black family name on Jane's side. And so a rich history there with the Fargo Forum and the WDAY. It's a neat building. Doug Burgum's Kilbourne Group bought the building for $8 million, and they're going to renovate it. Are they planning an $8 million facelift of it? I don't think they paid much for it, but it's a building in much need of repair. Two other stories here. One, Fargo entrepreneur among invitees to State of the Union. That's Greg Teven, I forget how you say it, but Greg is of Emerging Prairie, executive director, co-founder there. He's done a lot of really neat things, Million Cups, and, he's kind of, I would describe him as sort of a Steve Jobs wannabe, in a nice way. You know what I mean? He's just that young kind of entrepreneurial type that really is trying to foster more of that as well. So Senator Hoeven invited him. Congressman Kramer invited invited
Clint Romachet.
Clint Romachet, which is a really neat story. Medal of Honor winner. Now
yeah,
in North Dakota.
He's going to actually go to this one as opposed to the last one he was invited to.
Which is the neat dynamic there, because he didn't go before.
Right.
When invited by President Obama. Is going now because of Kevin Cramer's invite. Brilliant on the part of Kevin to invite him. He's a great guy. He serves on Kevin's Veterans Advisory, Service Advisory Board. I just think that's really cool. Really looking forward tomorrow to talking to Congressman Cramer about that. Anyway, that's the news. I guess I'm reading from a Monday's paper, not today's of the forum, too, but that's typical for me. I sometimes see the paper about a week after it came out. But these days you're hearing about everything long before you get a paper in your hands. If you think there's something else that's news, and there is something I want to talk about here that is news in this paper, headline, Boy 10 Killed in Snowmobile Crash. Can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, can you imagine? It's a 10-year-old boy from Thompson, 9-year-old boy from Hatton, seriously injured, the 10-year-old boy from Thompson killed in a snowmobile accident. I want to talk about that. But what else is news? Let us know. We all want to find out what's on your mind. Got a couple minutes to chat here in the next segment, as well as the next hour, and much more to come on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square, standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience, standing for our time-tested traditional family values, standing for freedom in America, one nation under God, standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Bull Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water's good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince and the team at Hot Springs Spas at Full Tables 2 on 13th Avenue South, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're live from the North Dakota State Lottery office in Bismarck today. I'm just going to hang out until my check is written. $1.4 billion. H-E-N-N-E-N. There you go. Great. Now just sign it. See you later. Bye. That'll be me on.
And it's going to be one of those great big checks. You're going to take that to the bank, right?
Yes, of course. Just like...
We actually did that with a casino. One of our guys did a casino, one of those big casino checks, and took that to the bank. They didn't really like that, though.
say a quick shout out to the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association that asked me to chat with some sugar beet farmers last night at dinner. And I had a fabulous dinner, but more importantly, a great conversation with a lot of wonderful folks, and really enjoyed that. So we were with the Holiday Inn in Fargo. All these guys were the northern end of the valley, Minnesota, North Dakota side, and good folks, really, really. I had a great conversation with them. I admire farm. I told them, I just think about the things we take for granted, and agriculture and farming is one of them. We do. We really do. And these people work so hard. Oh, my gosh. It is incredible what farm and ranch families do in their sleep compared to what we do every day out here in the, you know, behind a microphone or a desk or whatever. It's just unreal. So that was great fun. Appreciate Dwayne Motson and the whole crew there. And enjoyed the invite. Enjoyed chatting with those folks. Also, a little bit of a show note. Tomorrow will be Congressman Kevin Cramer will be on to recap the State of the Union address. Look forward to that. Thursday, I will be off the first hour of the program. Pat Finken sent in for me. I asked Pat if he could take the reins because I'll be emceeing, along with Mark Nisbet of XL Energy, the State of the Cities event that is going on. The Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber puts that on every year. There's over 600 people signed up for this thing. It's incredible. You can still get tickets if you want to go, though. Romana Plaza Suites and Conference Center, 8 a.m. Thursday. It's a neat event that the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo... Basically, it's the State of the Union address for the Fargo-West Fargo-Moorhead and Dilworth Mayor. That's what it is. And you really get a sense of what their vision is of where things are going. So I love that. It's sort of like the State of the City address that Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, does regularly on this program, right? He's just smart enough to do it, like, monthly. And, in fact, he'll join us on Energy Matters. This week's edition of Energy Matters, Gene Veeder last week, and I am itching to get back up to Watford City soon. A new school ready to open, and a lot going on up there as well. So, love being on the road today in Bismarck. Brought to you in part by our friends at PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. They have extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focused on the planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, and production services associated with the oil and gas industry. Thank you to PVE Scheffler. Call Jeff Holcomb, 701-628-4554. For more information or visit them online at pvescheffler.com. Bottom of the hour, Attorney General Wayne Stenson, Randy Miller, the lottery director. Next hour, Trent Luce will join us. I don't know if we'll do this tomorrow or when we'll do this, but do you remember the conversation we had yesterday with Troy Soljum? Troy from Kindred, he owns a construction business down there. He won our little tough luck, deserves some good luck contest to get some Bison football tickets, remember? We had him on yesterday, and we ran out of time. But at the very end of it, he said, I want to say something about the boy killed in the snowmobile crash. And we didn't have time to finish his comment. I talked to him this morning and said, I apologize for that. Ran out of time. You know, we'll have you back on because I, too, am heartbroken over what's happened. I learned something about why Troy was so concerned about this 10-year-old boy from Thompson, North Dakota. And by the way, prayers for the 9-year-old boy from Hatton that was seriously injured as well. They were in a field about 4 miles northwest of Hatton. Was it Sunday? Yeah, I think it was Sunday that it happened. And the driver lost control around 4:15, jumped the road near the intersection, and, a horrific accident. 9-year-old taken to All True in Grand Forks and airlifted to Sanford. Fargo, the 10-year-old, died at the scene. Troy told me that he lost a son this past September. 9.5 years old in an ATV accident up in Grand Forks, doing some construction on the drone facility up there. The Grand Skies project that's going on. Said his son loved coming along with him, would always come on the job site, and very responsible in how he used an ATV, all the safety classes, the whole thing, would drive, it sounds like some chores, like driving wood from one point to the other. Literally, no kind of a bump, no speed, going about less than 10 miles an hour, just hit a rut, and it flipped, I guess. Died at the scene. And, to me, I'm my heart, the whole time I'm talking to this fella, my heart is just sinking. I'm just, how do you take a breath? How do you do this? And, he talked about his faith, honestly. and said that without it, he wouldn't have made it. It was the anchor. And I guess, you know, I've had conversations with people. I remember hearing from a friend from Ray when those boys were killed in that accident up there, the basketball players, who was friends with members of the family and said, I have to go over there. What do I say? I don't know what to say. Can you give me some advice? I said, well, he said, don't talk to me. I'll connect you with Father Gross up there or a pastor nearby or somebody because I don't know. But I said, the only thing I would know, I would say if it was me, and you're consoling a family in that case, don't try and understand it. It's beyond our understanding. There's no way to comprehend that. There's a reason and a plan, but we can't know it. We can't. And sometimes your number's just up. It's your time for whatever reason. So thoughts and prayers certainly with these families in the snowmobile accident, but also the Soljams who, this was September that happened, still grieving. Let me get Mark and Aberdeen in here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Mark, what's on your mind?
I got a quick question. I was in Standing Rock Gold 3-4 months ago, and you had a gentleman on from Bismarck that sells businesses.
We did, yep.
And what was that name of his business?
Sunbelt Business Brokerage of North Dakota. You're talking about Art Rosenberg.
Yeah, he did a good job. So Sunbelt Businesses, okay.
So you know what I like most about their sponsor, so I thank you for asking about them because we don't eat. And this program isn't on if we don't have sponsors. I mean, I'm being serious. That's just how it happens. That's, yep. This isn't charity. So they're a sponsor. But what I really appreciate about Art is that, you know, I think a lot of people work their tail off for years and years and years and really have no idea what their business is worth. They don't know what it's worth. And if you're thinking about selling your business, you meet with Art and his team and you say, hey, if 3 years, 5 years from now I want to sell, then they come in and look at all confidentially your balance sheet and say, you know, what should I do? And they'll say, well, you need a little more of this and a little less of that. And, you know, they end up consulting you. It isn't just about putting a for sale sign out front. They do a ton of work in advance of that, helping you analyze your balance sheets and finding out what things are worth. So they're worth calling. Say again?
He actually did a very good job on the show. I mean, because we thought about selling our business, and like, and I actually wrote it down, and I was looking for it this morning. I couldn't find it. I'm like, I'm just going to call the radio and see what they had to say. But I wrote all his information down, and I couldn't find it, and that's why I'm calling back.
Well, I'm glad you consider me your own personal search engine. I'm happy to do it when it comes to a sponsor. We'll find the info for you, okay? SunbeltBusinessBrokers.com/North Dakota, okay? That's where you'll find them. Sunbelt. I think they also do Sunbelt Network ND, but there's a couple of them. I don't have it right in front of me, but you'll find them if you. Art Rosenberg is the guy you want to talk to. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue, and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and then helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? $1 off any ice scraper, and $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1, big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each, or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss, for just $1.99. 1.5-liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And we continue live from the lottery office. Todd's okay with me being here. Everyone else that's called in to be in the What's in Your Family office pool is okay with it. But everybody else is a little jealous because they know I'm here at the lottery office in Bismarck to claim that $1.4 billion jackpot. Right, Todd? You're okay with that because we're in this together. So
yeah, I was going to say, as long as we're in it together, I have absolutely no problem with that.
Saving you a trip. If you want in, and we're serious about this, we're doing this just on the honor system. In other words, you buy a ticket, we'll buy a ticket, you know, keep it simple, and we'll do it by the honor system. We're in a little office pool. We're all, and there's a lot of them going on, and it's understandable for a $1.4 billion jackpot, the world record. Get your mind around that, ladies and gentlemen. This is a world record $1.4 billion jackpot. You just can't make that up. It's pretty
incredible. Did you see that the University of Mary, and of course, on the heels of yesterday's show,
yeah,
the University of Mary, some employees have gotten together for a poll.
Well, I didn't detect.
I thought that was fascinating.
I didn't detect from Munchinuche any opposition at all. I think he thought it was a great idea. And Jerome Richter very smartly said, and you can donate to the University of Mary. So this is some smart dude.
He was very quick on that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
He was very quick on that one.
We are live and on location today at the lottery. If you have any questions about the lottery, and I'm always curious about it, it's fun to watch. Welcome your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General of our great state, is here. Hello, Mr. Attorney General. How are you,
Scott? Good to see you.
Nice to see you as well. The lottery is under the, what do you call that?
It's one of the 13 divisions of the Office of Attorney General, which is unique in the nation. I think I'm the only Attorney General who actually oversees the operation of the lottery.
Just something else unique about North Dakota.
It is.
And I'm thinking we could add one more to the list. And that the very first Powerball would be the world record Powerball.
That would be wonderful. And we have had several $1 million and a couple of $2 million winners here in North Dakota. But we have never had the jackpot. And I think it's time for North Dakota to see that that somebody in our state gets it.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something. You know, one of the really fun things that I get to do in running the lottery is I meet the people who win these big prizes, and they'll come up to my office. Sometimes they want a picture taken, and I always want to talk to them just to see what it is they're going to do with the money. And the unique thing that you would never suspect is that everybody who wins is a typical North Dakotan. They're talking about money that they would donate to charity, how they're going to put their kids through college, and how they're going to do all kinds of unique and very good things, and very rarely do they say, I'm going to buy a big sports car and so forth. They just do the kind of things you think a North Dakotan would do, and that's one of the good things about living here in North Dakota. And it is so fun to meet these folks when they come in and see how excited they are about having extra money that they never expected they would get.
I can't wait to tell you my story on Friday, so that'll be kind of fun. Looking forward to it.
Well, we've got a big, huge check ready to give you.
S-C-O-T-T.
I'll
have my brothers with me that have been in on the pool, so we'll be good.
Over the weekend, a lot of people came up to me and said, well, I'll be up in your office first thing in the morning on Monday.
So give me a little history here. All I really remember is Art Link being a little bent out of shape about it and the debate, but I don't remember much beyond that, and really has run pretty smoothly since. So
What happened here in North Dakota is other states, especially those surrounding us, all decided they were going to have join the Powerball, the multi-state Powerball. North Dakota didn't, and of course, in order to do so, we had to amend our state constitution, which generally prohibits gambling. And so the legislature, over a couple of sessions, declined to put the measure on the ballot through an initiated constitution or through a constitutional measure. And so finally, a group of citizens, including Representative Andy Marigos from Minot and others, decided they were going to do a constitutional initiated measure. And their argument was North Dakota already has a lottery, and that lottery is in South Dakota and Montana and Minnesota, because some of the top spots for buying Powerball tickets were in Moorhead and East Grand Forks. And it was because of all the North Dakotans going over there. So they initiated the measure. They put it on the ballot. There were those who were opposed to it for all the reasons that you hear about. But the citizens of North Dakota, by almost a 2-to-1 margin, decided they wanted to join the multi-state lottery. And so that measure was very popular. As the legislature then went about implementing, they decided that they would put it in the Attorney General's office. And the reason for that basically was that we already regulate the charitable gaming industry, bingo, blackjack, pull tabs, and so forth. And so we have that kind of mechanism. And we established a division in our office, which is the North Dakota State Lottery. It's a small operation.
It is a very efficient one, obviously. I mean, you see some of these lottos, you know, Minnesota especially. You have the vision of office towers, and you've got a small office suite.
It's a very conservative operation, and we run it that way. We have a lottery advisory commission made up of 5 people, 3 legislators, 2 other people that I've appointed to make sure that we're keeping this kind of in the North Dakota way. I think people want this run very conservatively. We don't do a huge amount of advertising. That may be a disappointment to you, but we do some. But
could do a lot more radio, a lot less TV, and then
much more efficient.
You know, it's efficient.
But we do some of that, and we try to spread the funds around to the local newspapers and radio and TV and those kinds of things. But a very small budget, and we make $6 or $7 million per year for the state general fund. So none of it is state general fund dollars. It's all funded by the people who decide they want to buy a ticket.
Randy Miller is here as well, the state director of the lottery. Randy, thanks for having us today. Kind of fun to be here and invade your workspace here. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, and thank you for the opportunity to join us here at the lottery office. That's an honor to have you here, and it's great for us as well in the Attorney General's office.
Randy took me around, got to meet all the staff here and get a chance, and I really was, as Wayne said, amazed at the efficiency, as usual, how things run in North Dakota. It's pretty cool to see. So describe how different this week is with a world record $1.4 billion Powerball coming here. How different is it?
Well, it's as an example, last week we'll use when the jackpot was continuing to roll. Our sales traditionally are in that $400,000 to $450,000 a week, our average sales. And last week our sales were $4.1 million, so about 10 times the amount for sales. And so with that comes quite a bit of telephone calls from the public asking about what the winning numbers were, or they're having trouble getting into their online account to buy subscriptions. Keeps our retailers busy, of course, at the retailer level, assisting the players in the purchasing of tickets. We continually keep in communication, reminding retailers to make sure that they have a sufficient ticket stock so they don't run out and not able to sell tickets, along with the other point-of-sale items that we keep in stock there. And then along with that, of course, because as you mentioned, we're waiting for our first Powerball jackpot winner. We are in the planning process. if come Wednesday night, that we do have a jackpot winner.
When, sorry.
Yep.
When Wednesday comes winner, exactly.
You're awesome. When we have our first winner on Wednesday night, then we'll have a plan of action to begin, because Thursday morning will be chaos, as you can imagine, with having a winner of that size.
Can't even imagine. Chris in Bismarck has a question for you, Randy, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, I had a question for Randy. I was just wondering why they made it harder to win. You know, I don't know if they added some more numbers to the drawing or what was the reason behind making it harder to pick a winning number, I guess.
Yes, back in 2010, when the multi-state lottery joined forces with Mega Millions, and they called it cross-selling, and the Mega Millions group is a separate entity that sells product. With that, of course, increased population when the two entities merged. And in 2013, one of the largest states, of course, California, joined and started offering Powerball. With that population increase, it was then necessary to increase the odds. And as you noted, Chris, the white balls increased and the red balls decreased the Powerball. So the overall odds were much harder to hit with jackpot odds of 1 in 292 million, but the odds of at least winning a prize were much better with the new matrix. So,
did I see somewhere correctly that like 20% chance there will not be a winner even this go around? So like there's a 1 in 5 chance you're not going to have a winner, right?
That is correct. From the Multistate Lottery Association, they did the last update that we received is that there would be 80% coverage of all the potential plays that are out there to hit the jackpot that would be in play come Wednesday night. So that's still 1 out of 5 chance that it may not be hit.
But to Chris's point, why change this? Why make it tougher? Isn't a $1.4 billion jackpot part of the reason?
And if I could just jump in, too, that is exactly it. We got to the point where 40 or 50 or even $100 million, people were saying, ho-hum, big deal. They weren't buying the tickets. And it's when you get to the kind of jackpot that we're seeing now that people really line up to buy tickets. We have 450 or so sites here in North Dakota, but I saw in the national news yesterday that some of the sites in across the country, they're lined up for blocks trying to get in to buy a ticket. So you can see, and especially when you see here that we had 10 times the typical sale last week than we usually do, they just decided that there was something from a fiscal standpoint to do in order to increase the first the prizes, but also the players.
Since there's a lot of disposable income out there, right? You know, just to be able to, I'll throw $3 in.
And that's something we here in North Dakota remind people. You know, everyone knows the odds of winning are very, very small. And
the chances of winning are
very, very small. But if you have some disposable income for a couple of bucks, it's really, to me, kind of a ticket to have some very interesting philosophical discussions about things like how much are you going to give away? How are you going to give money to charity?
Yeah.
How are you going to assure that your children think they don't ever have to work again? There's all kinds of things that come into play. And we've had many discussions around our house, and Randy and I have too, about just those kinds of things.
I said earlier, you can buy a ticket online, and Todd Mitchell said, what? You can buy a Powerball ticket online, right?
That is correct. The North Dakota Lottery offers a online subscription service. If you go to our website, lottery.nd.gov, you can connect there to our subscriptions, and you can purchase a subscription online. It's a minimum funding of $10, and then you can spend as little as $1 at a time if you'd like to purchase subscriptions. And you can purchase for one draw. You could go all the way up to a year if you'd like to make the purchase.
Wow. So I could go online right now and say, hey, here's $10, and put $3 down on this $1.4 billion jackpot, and I'll save the other $7 till to see if it goes bigger next time.
That is correct. It saves, the convenience from your home. You're able to do that. And, we have a number of players that do appreciate that because they have difficulties getting around or getting out, so they're able to make that purchase from their home.
There's news, folks. You can buy online. Save the lines. Although our retailer friends love it when you come in, and it's kind of fun.
They do, and they get a share
honestly
of the money when they sell a ticket. And they also get a nice bonus if they sell a winning ticket.
I love that.
And even online, we do give them a 5% commission. The player has the option of selecting their favorite retailer.
That's good.
To earn that 5%. So.
More coming up live from the lottery office in North Dakota. We're in Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My friends at PetroServe USA help America feel better. You get it? Feel better. You get choice at the pump. That's right. Your option. You choose. You want to leave 85, you want to leave 20, you want to eat 30, you want, you know, they've got it. E15, the works. And always some great deals. The 4 for $4 special all day, every day is this pizza, the popper coffee, 20 ounce, and the 2 cookies, $4. $4 is $4. It's a meal for $4. It's a really good deal. And also, of course, PetroServe USA, your Bison tailgating headquarters. But that'll have to wait till next year, right? We'll have to do that all over again. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Find a location near you. Mandan all the way west and up and down the valley, too, even to Bemidji and other places as well. All right, we're back live from the North Dakota State Lottery office in Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind. Trent Luce next hour and some open phone time at the bottom of the hour. The Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, with us, and Randy Miller, the Director of the North Dakota State Lottery. Russ in Halliday has a question. Go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Russ?
Yeah, my question is, you know, the surrounding states of North Dakota has the scratch-off lottery tickets. My question is, why doesn't North Dakota have them, and if they plan on getting them soon?
Well, you know, we have heard from a lot of people who really would like to see the scratch-offs like the other states have. Our current statute doesn't permit the scratch-offs. And so if anybody wants those, I encourage you to contact your legislator, tell them that's something you're interested in, and see what it is that they want to do about that.
Okay, same argument. Don't push them across to Minnesota to buy scratch-off tickets, or Montana, or, you know, South Dakota, or Canada. I think they invented the scratch-off in Canada, you know, I mean...
And I hear that from a lot of citizens and retailers, too, and I tell them exactly what I just said. Your legislators are the ones that can change the statute and permit the scratch-offs, and I know some people feel they're very popular. There's an issue because it takes a lot of counter space to have those scratch-off tickets in there, but many of the retailers do want them.
Thanks for the call, Russell. Anything else you want to say, Brad? Randy, sorry. I know a Brad Miller is a UND hockey player, so I just went to Brad Miller.
Everyone knows it.
Yes, your namesake on the ice. Sorry, Randy. What, anything else you want to tell folks?
You know, with the $1.4 billion jackpot, that is exciting times. And, you know, everywhere you go, whatever you do, whether it's the radio, TV, newspaper, you're at the grocery store, restaurant, everyone's talking about it. And I just would like to remind players that, you know, please play responsibly. If, you know, the lottery is a form of entertainment, and Wayne touched on it a bit earlier that, you know, if you spend a couple dollars and give that dream, that's what it's all about. And, you know, so, again, just be cautious and play sensibly.
All right, some other questions coming in for Randy. We'll try and get those, and if you wouldn't mind doing that, man, either questions or if they want to call back, maybe Randy can join us a little later and we can answer some more of those questions. Appreciate that. We had a short segment here, and Wayne's got to run as well, the Attorney General Wayne Stengem with us, who is a candidate for governor of the great state of North Dakota in the Republican nomination. We only have 3 minutes left, and I got a million questions for you. But we'll try and quickly just kind of, first of all, just quick update. How's everything going?
It's going well. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening now that are kind of behind the scenes, but we're now into the phase where the district conventions are being held in the 47 legislative districts all across the state of North Dakota, who will select their delegates who come to our state convention April 2nd and 3rd in Fargo. And so my plan will be to attend each and every one of those district conventions all across the state. That takes a lot of time. It's a lot of driving. They're very enjoyable. I've done it, of course. This is my sixth race for statewide office, so I've done this many times before. But it does involve quite a bit of commitment to head around the state of North Dakota. Very enjoyable, but time-consuming.
There is a lot of rumble about Doug Burgum possibly entering this race. He Thursday evidently is making his intentions known. A lot of people say, you know, you don't go through this to say you're not running, that he's likely running. Do you believe he is?
Well, I don't know whether he's going to run or not. And frankly, my own campaign plans won't change one bit, at least through April 2nd, because I have to keep my eye focused on the North Dakota State Convention to get the endorsement of the Republican Party. And what Doug, who's a friend of mine, whatever it is that he decides to do, he'll do, and then I'll respond to it as I need to.
Makes sense. We don't have a lot of time for this, and I'd like to have you back to talk about it in detail, because it involves the Industrial Commission and the decision on the fines and the penalties and the intentions directed regarding spills. The narrative out there is that somehow the Industrial Commission has rebuked the regulators in North Dakota. Is that fair?
Haven't done that. I mean, that might be one side of it. The other side of it is that there seems to be a perception that we aren't concerned about the environment when these spills occur, and we are. And we take that very, very seriously. And step one, so that everybody should understand, irrespective of whatever fine might ultimately be imposed, any oil company who sees an oil spill of any kind, they have to clean it up. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. It doesn't matter what happened. They have to clean it up at their expense. That's step one.
Is that new?
That's not new.
It's always been there, right?
That's always been there. And then, of course, you can impose a fine just through the Industrial Commission, but we very often will impose a fine and then and this is where some of the criticism comes in, where you impose a fine but suspend part of it. But when we suspend it, those fines are suspended on condition that a number of things happen that can be more expensive than the amount that was actually suspended, but will improve the system looking forward so that we're seeing fewer spills, which, after all, is the goal. We don't want to see any oil spills, but we do want to work cooperatively to make sure that we're minimizing them. And so when parts of fines get suspended, they're always done on condition that certain improvements are agreed to.
So all in all, the regulatory environment in North Dakota is solid.
I think what we really do need to do as we reach these settlements is to do a better job of publicizing and letting people know exactly what is happening, because these companies don't want to see these spills either.
Too easily demagogued.
And it's always more expensive to clean it up than it is to prevent
right.
it. They know that.
Yeah, great stuff. Thanks, Wayne.
Okay, you bet.
Good to see you, Wayne Stengen, Randy Miller. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.